Welcome to the 33rd week of Ordinary Time. It is now Monday. We're going to hear a homily from yesterday. Yesterday, by the way, is the last Sunday that you were going to see the color green in on your priest in 2022. So that's we are moving on. Next week, obviously being the Feast of Christ the King, we're not going to be using green, and then we go into purple. So yesterday was it. If you really like the color green, if you really like Ordinary Time on Sunday, well, we'll have to wait until January, and then there's a short amount of Ordinary Time, and then we'll have to wait again until June. So that's what's coming up next year. In the meantime, we are continuing our enjoyment of Ordinary Time, where the Lord is leading us. But we're also looking at that time in November where we're asking, what is the end of the world? And Luke is talking to us where Jesus describes the end of the world. There will be famines and earthquakes, but that's not the sign. And then there will be nations rise against nations. And you see that whole reading coming to us from the Gospel of Luke. That was yesterday's reading. Well, I talk about how we understand that. And Jesus is actually talking about a natural process. That's kind of fascinating. I quote at the very beginning Robert Riley. I had an interview with him, oh, I guess it must have been 2 years, just after he published his book, A Defense of the Founders of America. That's what his book was about. Absolutely outstanding, Robert Riley. So I quote him at the beginning of my homily.
One of the interviews I did about a year ago was with Robert Riley, and it was a fascinating interview. And he talked about the history of Christianity. And he basically explained there's two tracks in Christianity to understand. There is the Catholic track, and the Catholic track is rooted in natural law, which of course comes to us from the Greeks. And what the Greeks basically discovered is that nature follows a certain order, and therefore God would follow this certain order because he created it, or in the case of Aristotle, the unmoved mover, and therefore there's a certain order in the way nature operates. And so he explained that's how Catholic thinking is. But he explained after the Protestant Reformation, William of Orange came out and said, no, God is God. God can do anything he wants. Therefore, he doesn't have to follow any order. And in doing so, he can do what he wants. And that's where we get such doctrines as God decides just kind of without any pattern. Certain people are going to heaven, certain people are going to hell. And there is this no order to God, he explained. Well, if you follow that along, you will see that the American Revolution was based on that natural order, and the French Revolution, soon afterwards, was based on William of Orange's ideas. So, in the Catholics, we understand this pattern that we call natural law. Now, how does that play itself out in anything that we're talking about today with the gospel? Well, actually, it's extremely important. You're listening to people coming up with all kinds of ideas. Is this a sign of the end of the world? This could be a sign of the end. Well, look at that. You know, maybe it's blood moons, or maybe it's the fire at Notre Dame, or maybe it's something else that happens in the sky, or there's a famine, there's earthquakes, all this stuff. But if you look what Jesus says, he actually says, yeah, all those things can happen and will happen, but the first sign he gives is the persecution of the church. There is your first sign. Now, you have to understand the pattern and where this reading is coming from. This is coming from around 80 AD when Luke wrote this. And so it's just after the fall of Jerusalem. So the Romans came in and they basically ended the Jewish state and they destroyed the temple. And so this message is there as people are asking, how did this happen? How did God allow this to happen? And Jesus is explaining, this is what's going to happen. They're bringing up this reading from before. And so there's that message. It all follows. This is what happened. And it's something to think of, because what Jesus predicts happens in certain times throughout history in a regional issue. So if we're going to talk to the end of the world, it would be something that would happen in an international issue by a simple pattern. And how does it begin? Persecution of the church. Why? This is God's world, and God has created the world, and the church is there to be the sign to lead people to come to know God. And so the church has this important role, and each and every one of you are part of it, to lead people to see the very nature of the Creator and the very nature of creation and who Jesus is and the Holy Spirit leading us to that fullness. Once you push that away and once you silence the church, you don't have that common ground. And then you have what you see is this nature that comes up, where you will see nations rise against nations because they're coming from different visions. They're coming from split visions. Always remember, God calls his people to unity. The devil calls people to division. So let me give you an example. Let's look what happens. It's going on in Europe. So we have this war between Russia and the Ukraine, and it's actually between Russia and the West. Where is that war coming from? Well, number one, money. The reason why for all wars is money. So number one is money. But what's number two? Russia believes that they are the guardians of morality, if you read some of what's coming out. And therefore, they say that the West is a threat to that morality, and they are the guardians. Therefore, they must ultimately conquer the West, which they plan to conquer everything from Europe to Lisbon. The West is saying, no, we're the guardians of freedom, and therefore we will stand up against Russia. And so you see this nation rising against nation because there's no unity there. And that's where Jesus is explaining. When we lose the sense of who we truly are, which is what Jesus is teaching us, what we are really all about, then you end up in this division that leads to groups against groups and division and nations against nations and everything else. That's where this comes from. So it's a natural process. Why is this important? Well, one of the things, then we take out the idea that all of a sudden Jesus is, or God is going to wake up tomorrow and say, this is the day I'm going to destroy the world. That's not where he's talking about. That's not what we believe. And the other thing to understand what our role is as church. We're here to point to the Lord, to show people there is God, and to be people, even under resistance, to show people that God is real, what we believe is real, and that's what our vocation is baptized Christians all the way down the line, to be people who represent the sign of the presence of God. Let's go back to Sodom and Gomorrah. In Sodom and Gomorrah, we see the whole story. I mean, this is obviously the classic example, the first one, and we see the destruction, but what was behind this? What happens is you have the evil coming up from their division. They're turning on everyone. It's really, people will tell you it's because of this sin or that sin. No, it's a complete, total anarchy. And this anarchy had taken over Sodom and Gomorrah, and this evil was spilling into other villages who were calling out to the Lord and saying, you have to do something. And the Lord recognizes there weren't even any righteous people there. So everyone was turning on everyone. He had to do something, because if he didn't, then it would spread. So what is Jesus saying? There will come a point that if people turn away from God, then everything will just run out of control until the Lord has to step in. And that's what he's talking about. So our role is to be those who be the sign in the presence of God. So when you're going home, you're talking to your family and said, well, this could be a sign that the world's going to end tomorrow. This could be a sign the world's going to end, or this could be a sign. None of that is what we believe. We believe that Jesus is telling us of what's coming in the future through a natural process of, if people turn away from the source of what they are, they will find other forms, and no one will be in unity, and you will see nations rise against nations, as has happened many times in the past, except that this case on another worldly level.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out the website, and there you can find your favorite podcast platform, and you can listen to our program also there, maybe while you're jogging or walking or running, whatever the case may be. Tomorrow's program I actually recorded when I was in Mount Vernon, New York. We just had a conference with Council Nova, the U.S. community of Council Nova, and I recorded it while I was there. And then I'm talking later on in the week on the different issues that we are dealing with as Catholics. So tune us in tomorrow at same time or at CatholicAudioMedia.com or your favorite podcast platform. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.